Blog Talk Radio. Hey, babies. You are now in tune with your girl, Miss P. I hope everybody's having a fabulous Saturday. I mean, it's kind of hot, but it's a little better than it was. You know, I did some running around today and made it back in time to get in tune with you as we get in tune with our guest of the evening, Brian Angel from Day 26. So I'm totally hyped. And if anyone does not know Brian Angel, then just Google him real quick because you are missing out. Not only is he a cutie, but he could sing his pants off. So I'm definitely, like, ready to gain on him. But in the meantime, in the round time, I know it becomes repetitive for you guys, for those that tune in all the time with me. But I have to just go through my little spiel. And that is this. If you are tuned in for the very first time, welcome. I hope you find my show is very entertaining, and above all, the love is coming through the airwaves, and you can just feel it and embrace it and know that the Intune Show is all about love, empowerment, and support. And for all those that continue to support the Intune Show, retweets and reposting and just tuning in when you can and even catching us on demand when you can, we appreciate and we love you, and we thank you so very much. On another note, my site is currently going through some ups and downs because I'm kind of a brat when it comes to certain things, so that should be up for you guys to be able to access everything from by next week by the hopes of the Lord, okay? But other than that, you guys can totally keep up with me by following me on Twitter if you're not already. I do follow back, and my Twitter is @InTuneShow. Or you can definitely keep in tune with me by joining me on Facebook. My original Facebook page is Max to the Max, Max, Max. So I see that a lot of people are subscribing to the page, which is awesome, but I would rather stay connected with you on the new page, which is InTuneShow and the Roman number 2. So if we're not connected on the original page and you have yet to subscribe to the page, don't do it. Just add me on the new Facebook page so we can stay connected to all the updates and everything like that so that we are in tune with one another. Other than that, you know, I just want to tell you guys that Day 26 is an American R&B soul group signed by Bad Boy Records, formed on the fourth installment of the MTV's show Making the Band. So it's just exciting to me because I kind of like used to look at it here and there in passing when it was on, when these guys were actually on and they were doing their thing, and, you know, before it was a Day 26, and my brother used to watch it, and I used to tune in and find myself, like, captivated by certain things that were going on because, of course, with anything in life, there's this ups and this downs, it's this drama, it's whatever. But the main thing about it is that these guys fought to the fullest, and they were able to be, you know, put together as a group. So I'm just like, yeah, because since they've been out, they've been having, like, some awesome songs, like the one we just played, Have You, you know, Ever Been Loved, Have You Made Love Lately, and that's definitely, like, one of my favorite right now, which is more of a recent one. They also have one that's called Let It Go with Roscoe Dash, who, you know, I love him too. And if you guys aren't in tune with him, then you definitely need to get in tune with him ASAP. So while we're waiting for, you know, Mr. Brian Angel to give us a call and so we can gain on him, I just want you guys to know that I do like an interactive show. So if you tuned in for the first time, you're definitely welcome to dial in at 818-495-6975 or use our interactive chat room, which is live during our live broadcast, and you can definitely express yourself there. And I won't say your name. Don't worry. You can sign in as a guest and, you know, be all in the low if that's what you prefer to do, and it's all good with me. And type out whatever it is that you want to say, and I'll just read it on air to Brian and for others that are tuned in. So for all those that have friends that are definitely, you know, in tune or love or fans or whatever the heck you guys are to Day 26, then definitely let them know while we're waiting for him to call in that he will be zeroed in, ground zero, on the Intune Show in just a few. So while I'm in my groupie mode and I'm trying to go into professional mode, I'm going to let you guys get in tune to this new track that they got out called Let It Go, with featuring my baby, Roscoe Dash. And I say that with no strings attached because everybody's my baby. So tune in and let me know what you guys think of this. In the meantime, make sure you guys are tweeting out that Brian Angel will be on the Intune Show with Ms. P. Talk to you guys in a few.
Okay, y'all know I'm known for flexing. Pockets fat like butter injections. Bitches playing frizzy with a water 50s with a rubber band on that bitch in the VI section. I'm so you might as well dance a bit. Louis sponsor me with this bag of rent. You packing shit that they lacking it. No wonder why the haters on that back with shit. You got it, girl. Tongue reads showing you and I the girl. The dope body, girl. Go blind, girl. I swear to God, you can be the spokesperson for Bobby's World. Your ass just right on life, she ready. Drop it down low to a knee, she begging. Pick it up slow, sweat, see the up, go. With your son, I around like rice to the winning on top.
Let It Go, featuring Roscoe Dash by Day 26. So, without further ado, I think we have Mr. Angel on the line. Let's just bring him on so we can get in tune with him. Mr. Angel, is that you?
Yes, ma'am. It is I, and I am him. What's going on?
Hey, how you doing tonight?
I'm good. I'm actually in the studio right now, but, you know, I stepped out so that I can, sit down and talk with you. How are you?
I'm great, and you know what? I love when artists do that. I love when you do, because it makes me feel so special. So thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us tonight and gain on you. So it's not about me. It's all about you tonight. You know that, right?
Well, you know, why, thank you. You know, I mean, you know, how about this? How about it be about us tonight?
Well, if it's about us, then that means that we must be, going to sit down and talk about that on a later date. No.
it's whatever, Mama, it's whatever.
I'm just teasing. You'll see that through our little conversation that I like to flirt. It's all part of it.
But, it's all good. I'm a big flirt myself.
Okay, for real. I think it's just the Aries in me. You know, I can't help it.
Oh, you Aries?
Yes. What?
Aries women broke my heart.
No, she did not.
don't want to talk about it.
Okay,
oh,
you know what,
so
Aries? Oh, my goodness, I can't even believe her, but we're going to leave that all the way alone because that's, you know, she just, what, future Aries, they better get it together. Hint, hint, meaning Miss P, meaning Miss P possibly. But anyway, on another note, okay, so you know that I just played Let It Go featuring Roscoe Dash, who I adore as well. So when you hear your tracks being played, how does it make you feel?
It's kind of weird, you know, because I remember, you know, growing up and, you know, wishing and hoping that someone would actually, you know, like what I'm doing, listen to what I'm doing, and to actually have it happening, it's kind of surreal. So, I mean, it's a blessing, though. It's definitely a blessing.
It definitely is because, I mean, that one right there is a little bit different for you guys, no?
Yeah.
As far
as,
like, the tempo and, you know, how you guys are approaching it and things of that nature, it's kind of different.
I mean, honestly, that's really who, you know, who we really are, you know? You know, shout out to No Bad Boy, shout out to Puff and everybody, but, you know, being under Puff, it was pretty much kind of like, you know, we kind of had to, like, be what he had in his mind and, you know, his vision of what Day 26
mm-hmm.
is. But, you know, that song, actually, Willie and myself, we wrote that song. So,
I love it.
You know, I mean, that's... Oh, well, thank you so much. Thank you so, so much. But, yeah, I mean, it's pretty much who Day 26, you know, was, you know, at this point, or is at this point.
Right, definitely. I mean, I love it. And I love the ballads, too. You know what I'm saying? It's always good to keep it sexy because, you know, as they say, R&B is not the way it used to be. So it's always, like, a good feeling for me being a senior citizen to be able to resonate.
She said, "Senior citizen."
Stop making me laugh. So, being a senior citizen and all, you know, it brings me back to the time when, you know, R&B was like that ballad type of R&B.
Well,
I could appreciate it.
I miss it.
Yeah.
I really miss the way R&B used to be. You know, I mean, you know, I'm definitely working on some stuff to, you know, that I feel like, you know, R&B, well, where I feel like R&B should be at this point. Some things that I'm working on now. So, you know, I hope that what I'm working on now will be a great, you know, start for where R&B should be, you know, at this point in, you know, time and, you know, the era of music. So.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So since, you know, getting past that whole, like, test that, you know, Puffy had you guys going through and everything, which I kind of, like, don't watch TV like that, but I just found myself drawn to those particular...
You know what? We are not lovers. We are not friends. We are nothing anymore.
Sorry. Right. TV is, like, so
lame,
though.
Because you didn't even watch.
I did watch it. My brother actually was watching it, like, addicted, like, watching it, you know? So I would pass him.
You was watching it. As you walk
right, but then I find myself, like, forgetting everything that I was supposed to do 10 minutes into the show. I'm sitting there with my mouth open and asking him questions. Well, why this? And why that? And this, he's like, well, tune in. Be there. Stop asking me questions. So I totally enjoyed it, though, because, you know, it just showed, like, the real of it all, like, how it is. And, you know, y'all guys, you know, especially when you guys were picked, that was, like, the most awesome part for me, when you guys all sung together in unison and stuff. And I was just like, dang, how is he going to pick? So were you kind of shocked when he picked you?
I don't want to sound arrogant or cocky because, like, by any means, like
do
I'm,
it. I love
I'm
it.
Not
do
at
it.
All. I'm not at all. Like, I'm probably one of the most humble people you'll ever meet. But honestly,
right.
I felt like, you know, God had this for me. You know, I had gone through a whole lot, you know, prior to all this, you know, from being signed to, you know, different record companies, you know, different major record companies and not actually having a product out and getting dropped from labels or either labels folding and things like that. I felt like, you know, God had, you know, he was basically training me, you know, for that moment in time. You know, he was training me to get to that point. So I felt like, you know, this is something that God had for me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you deserve it. You deserve it. And my most memorable, another memorable part, I'm not going to say my most memorable part, but another memorable part was for me for the show when you were the one who stepped up and were singing when he brought in a whole group of other people. And
yeah,
it was like early in the morning.
I was,
And everybody's like, really? Like, really? Yeah. Is this happening when I'm just waking up without even having coffee yet? Like, is this really happening? And then you just was just like, you know, just going in. And I said, look at him. He don't even need coffee, you know? So
yo,
I thought that
I mean,
was
my,
awesome.
I actually had the flu at the time, too. So, like, I was really going through it at the time. But I was like, I'd be damned if somebody come in and take my bed from me. I'm sorry.
For real, like, not my bed. I just made it up, too. Well, like, hell no.
Ma, I'm loving your accent. Where are you from?
New York.
I love it. Lord,
love
I love
it?
Your accent. Yes.
Wow.
Lord.
Dang, y'all hear that? Mr. Angel loves my accent. He loves my voice, guys. I love it. You know, and I think that's what, you know, a lot of people say, like, wow, you have a really nice voice. And I'm like, really? Because I hear from everybody that I know that it's annoying.
No, I love it. I love it. You can talk to me anytime, Mama.
Don't hold me to that, because I definitely will. And you'll be like, really? Another Aries that don't shut the hell up. Like, really? Stop now. Stop. So make sure you want to talk to me, because I will talk to you. Don't play with me. So what's your favorite song? I'm serious. So what's your favorite song that you like to belt out in, like, the shower or in the car when you're by yourself or something like that?
Honestly, I don't really sing when I'm not, like, you know, performing or recording or anything like that. I'm real big on, like, kind of preserving my voice because, you know, I tend to get hoarse a lot. So, like, you know, I pretty much, like, honestly, I don't even ride with the radio on. Like, I ride in silence. Mm-hmm. Like, my homeboys would get in the car and they'd be like, yo, turn some music on. I'm like, yo, I hear music all day long. Like, just let me ride.
Right.
Like,
no, it's true, though, and I understand that because I'm not a singer, a performer, entertainer, and stuff like that, because I stay thinking I can sing. You know, I was on the phone with my friend earlier, and we were just going over some business stuff, and I'm just, like, singing Silk and singing. She's like, really? And I'm just like, yeah. I know I can't sing, but, you know, it's just moments
sing?
When I just can't help it.
No, you can sing in the shower.
No. Yeah, in the shower, because that's the studio for everybody. You know,
exactly.
But outside the shower,
the
I think
acoustics.
I'm exactly the acoustics bouncing off the walls. You know, you can't tell me the shower head is not like a mic. Seriously, I'm going in. Or I think I am anyway. Seriously. So I know you guys tour a lot, do a ton of shows, and you come across, like, all kind of people. So as far as, like, fans, you know, I know there's so many different levels to me as far as, like, fans and supporters and crazy people. So what's, like, the craziest thing a fan has done upon seeing you?
Wow. Wow, there's been so many different types of encounters, but one that really sticks out in my mind is it was BET Awards 2009. We had just won a BET Award. You know, we were, like, you know, so amped. We were, you know, happy. We had just left the BET Awards, went to the hotel, got dressed, and went to our party, you know, our celebration party. And our party had gotten so packed, the fire marshal had to come shut it down. And as we're leaving, like, they had shut the entire block down. So we're walking out, and we see nothing but, like, four policemen on horses. And we're like, what the hell is going on? So we had to actually walk to our truck. So we walked the block to our truck. And there was a young lady, well, what we thought was a young lady. She, you know, she was approaching us like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. You know, I love you guys. I love you guys. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Rob, please give me a hug. Rob, you're my favorite. Give me a hug. But, you know, I noticed that, you know, this lady had, like, a little bass in his voice, you know. So we were like, Rob, you know, give her a hug. Give her a hug. And Rob was like, I don't know, man. I don't know. I was like, man, give her a hug. Right? And she was like, man, just give her a hug, man. And so, you know, by this time, I'm already in the truck. And everybody else was kind of piled in the truck. And Rob was, like, sitting in the pilot seat in the back seat. And I was sitting in the other one. And Willie was behind me, and Q was behind Rob. So he goes, man, I think that's a dude. And I was like, man, so, man, that's a fan. Like, hug him, hug him. And Rob was like, And so our bodyguard stepped in and was like, yo, you know, the guys have to go. The guys have to go. And, you know, the young lady was like, you know what? That's messed up. That's messed up. I supported y'all from the beginning, I'm going to tell everybody to stop supporting y'all or whatever. I was like, I'm so sorry. So our bodyguard hops in the car or whatever. But, yo, this chick right here hops on the truck and was hanging on to the truck, like, from the, yeah. Like, she's holding a rail, and, like, her feet are on, like, the bottom rail of the truck. So, like, she's, like, hanging on to the truck. So our bodyguard gets out the truck while the truck is still rolling and starts punching this dude. Because, I mean, you know, I mean, we knew it was a guy. So, like... our bodyguard's punching this dude, and, like, this dude was, like, taking it, like, So,
right.
Make a long story short, dude fell off the truck, right? And so, we drove, like, 200 yards and stopped at the red light. Yo, tell me why all of a sudden, boom, the back window, yo, this chick dude hit this back window so hard, had she hit it any harder, this back window would have shattered all in Q's lap.
What?
So that was one of the most memorable moments of something that a fan had done.
Wow.
I mean, honestly, what's a hug?
Yeah.
To me, what's a hug? I mean, regardless of whether, you know, the person is black, purple, orange, whatever, or, you know, gay, straight, whatever. Like, I mean, that's somebody that support me. So, I mean, of course, like, had it been asking me, you know, hey, give me a hug, I definitely would have gotten out and, you know, and gave it a hug, you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, at the end of the day, like, you know, those people are the people who, you know, who make you who you are. But,
obviously. Dang, did she have to go on movie action hero / stalker? Like,
yo,
come on.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. At that point, I was fearing for my life.
Oh, my God. She's so animated. Like, who does that? Who jumps on top of hoods of cars and trucks or whatever and just starts getting dragged down the street and punched in the face? Like, I don't know. Maybe because I'm just, like, kind of really a little too girly, and I'm like, what if I break my nail? What about my eyelash? You know, like, I think about stuff like that before I go forward, so...
The thing is, it was getting snuffed in the face, right? It was getting snuffed in the face. You know, my bodyguard is like 280. He like 6'3", 280. Like, he getting snuffed in the face, and, like, dude is still holding on with one hand by the truck. So, like, I was like, wow. I was like,
that's
she deserved a hug. I mean, in my opinion.
After,
you know,
that,
but,
heck,
you know.
Yeah, I would have been a little intimidated. Like, you know what? You know, she would have got an autographed copy. You know, she would have got a picture, like, all of that, just to calm that down, because that was a little bit much. A little much, seriously. But shout out to her for being, you know, for being, like, you know, persistent.
Yeah, I mean, her. I mean, you know, it was out that night as a her. So, you know, shout out to, you know, whoever you are. You know, if you're listening, I'm sorry, you know what I'm saying? Had you been asking for a hug from me, I definitely would have got out and gave you a hug. You know, I don't discriminate, you know what I'm saying? I love all my fans, so.
Right,
yeah.
And going forward, just to let you know, shout out to you for trying, but I guess you didn't get a hug because he's my man, okay? So, yeah, you have to go through me first, and then we can talk about the hug.
Tell him, baby, tell him, baby.
Exactly. Shoot. Let that be known. No, I'm just kidding, guys. I'm kidding. Don't fight me. Because you never know. Like, people will come for me, Brian. Like, they will come for me, and I'm not ready. So tell us, how do you separate yourself from others musically?
Honestly, you know, I just, you know, do me. You know, I do what, you know, my heart tells me. You know, I do what, you know, what feels good for my, you know, to my soul. You know, I feel like a lot of artists nowadays are just doing what they feel like is, I mean, you know, what they feel like the people want, but in actuality, all the people want is, you know, the real you.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, you know, the music that I'm doing now is, you know, definitely, you know, just doing what feels good, you know, and I'm more than sure that, you know, people are going to definitely feel what I'm doing because, you know, it's something that everybody can relate to.
Right, definitely. And that's what people want to do is, like, be relatable to something.
Yes.
Because, you know, music is just basically a form, as we all know, of creativity and expression. It's poetry. It's a whole lot of things. So when I'm listening to music, like, it has to resonate with me in order for me to dig it. It can't just be because I like you, per se, and I like what you've done previously, but I want to like what you're doing now, presently, too, you know, and it's not always like that. People just reach so far sometimes that they reach too far. They do too much, and they just kind of take away from the essence of it all. So, you know, I can respect people that just take their time and just, like, people call it the lab, go in the lab and mix it all up and get that chemistry right so that the people that enjoy listening to you previously can enjoy listening to you presently, if that makes sense.
Definitely.
So tell us, Thank you. I try to. Because you know what? I don't have standard questions, and I say this all the time, so I just be winging it. So I just hope that, you know, it's a good experience so far.
Yeah, you're doing a great job, I have to say. You're doing a great job.
So I have your seal of approval, and I'm feeling that. So basically,
yeah.
You know, I know that you have other thing projects that you have, you know, going on. So you want to tell us a little bit about that?
A lot of people, if you don't know, I am a CEO of my own record company. The name of my record company is Ambassador Way Entertainment. I have a lot of great artists that I'm working with. I'm actually currently working on a solo project. I have a single that's dropping actually at the end of this month on the 26th of July, entitled Killer. It's the buzz single featuring myself and Darrow Music. It's real crazy. It's different. But like I said, you know, I'm doing music that I feel like, you know, feels good to me, and I'm doing music that I feel like people will relate to.
Absolutely, and that's really what it's about, and that's the bottom line. That's the bottom line. So I know that you do a ton of interviews and stuff like that, and, you know, it becomes, like, you know, sometimes repetitive, the questions, you know. So I just want to
No, you're good, Ma.
No, I'm not meaning me, because, you know, you already told me I was good, and that's all I needed to hear, because, you know what, after we done, I'm going to be like, you know what, don't worry about it, don't tell me nothing, because, you know what, Brian Angel said I was good, okay?
Already.
Exactly. So no one's going to be able to tell me nothing for at least 3 days, at least 48 to 72 hours, my head's going to be blown up. I just want you to know this. Like, it's all your fault. Like, go tweet him and tell him Precious don't know how to bring it down now. Tell her to bring it down. And once you give me that go to bring
man,
it down, then I'm definitely
head up, man. What the hell wrong with you?
Exactly.
like
you know, you are got her twisted. You got her twisted up over there. So, you know, like I said again, guys, if you're going to talk to me after the show, give me at least 48 to 72 hours, or I'm not going to be coming with good responses. I'm going to be stuck up. Okay? So, anywho. So anyway, you do a lot of interviews, you know, from the time you started till now. And I just wanted to know, like, what are the questions that people ask you that you hate to be asked the most?
I mean, there are no questions, you know. I mean, obviously, you know, that person's asking for a reason. So, you know, I'm definitely open to, you know, answer whatever questions are asked. You know, I have nothing to hide. I'm just kind of, you know, I'm up for whatever.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good, you know, because I hate being asked the same question repetitively, Brian. I really do. I'm like, didn't we just go through that? Like, do people do their research? Like, why would you ask me that question? Somebody asked me that 17 interviews ago, you know, so, yeah, you know.
I mean, you
so
know,
I know that
I mean,
you, and it's, I'm sorry, get
ask those questions. I'm sorry, like, sometimes they ask those questions, you know, so their listeners and their viewers can, you know, actually hear. Because, I mean, they might not have heard it, you know. So, I mean, I totally understand. I mean, you know, the people are just doing their job. So I'm definitely, you know, cool with that.
Yeah, well, good thing Brian is so laid back, guys, because I'm just letting you guys know. Like, don't keep asking
Girl,
my boo the same question.
You sitting up here, you trying to flirt with me.
No, man, I'm going to flirt with you until on and after this, you know, so you might catch that. So, don't drop the ball, Brian. Don't drop the ball because, you know, I'm good on the eyes. I'm easy on the eyes, you know. So.
Oh, yeah? Let me find that.
Oh, really? Yeah, I'm easy on the eyes. You know, you won't go blind in one eye looking at me at all. So. But, you know, other than that, you know, I'm going to stop now. I'm going to be good. So, you know, with anything that you do, anything that you do in life, there's, like, the good and the bad. So how do you, you know, correlate your feedback with negative people?
I'm like, you know what, man? Everybody has to, everyone's entitled to their own opinion, you know. I think it's sad that a person could form an opinion without actually knowing you or actually getting to know you. I mean, that's just the way people are, you know.
Right.
I know that, definitely. I can't go through life trying to please everyone. And, as long as I'm making self happy, the people that actually truly support me, we'll see that, when Brian is really happy, I'm happy that Brian's happy. Those are the people mm-hmm. that, I tend to, try and cater to more, because, I got a lot of haters. I got a lot of people that, say negative things, but I definitely don't let it affect me. Mm-hmm. I just take it, I take it with stride and, just keep on taking it, and, one day they'll open their eyes and they'll realize, like, wow, this guy's, he's not what I thought he was, he's a really cool guy or he's super humble. So I just keep it moving.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I agree with you 100%. So how do you manage, or should I say just, stay so humble and maintain building your brand and yourself with all the craziness that I'm just figuring out that happens in the entertainment world? I mean, I know you just said that, people have their own opinion and it's okay, like, get to know me. But through it all, just coming from where you came from in retrospect of what you expressed to us earlier about, being signed and not being signed and then doing the show and not giving up that bag because you just made it up and not having coffee and then belting it out like that. Just a little recap. how do you manage to just to be so awesome? And I'm not just saying that, because I talk to like a ton of people and not everybody is like so laid back with it. So how do you manage to do that in life?
Honestly, God is good to me. I know that it's not me, that is singing, or I know it's me that's not, doing this music or doing these videos or doing this, I know it's all possible because of him. And, that's where I live my life. Before I got to the studio, I was at the mall and, I had a couple of my friends with me, to kind of help me if it got out of hand. But like, people were approaching me and people were like, wow, man, I never would have thought, man, you'd be so humble and so down to earth. Cause at the end of the day, like I'm blessed. I'm blessed, mm-hmm. But at the same time, like, I'm no different from the next man. I put my pants back on one leg at a time like everybody else does. If you prick my finger and you prick your finger, I'm going to bleed red just like anybody else do. So, at the end of the day, like, I'm blessed, but at the same time, I'm thankful because, the people that support me are the people that, to me, in my mind, in my heart, are the people that are the quote-unquote celebrities, are the quote-unquote stars. Because, at the end of the day, those are the people who make the celebrities. Those are the people who make the stars. So, honestly, give all thanks to God, and I also give, thanks to, the people that support me.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, what would you say? Would you give that same advice to someone who was deciding, or would you even recommend making up a band if, Puffy was to do that again? Would you recommend artists that's trying to come up to go for it?
Definitely, to get the opportunity to work with somebody, as great as Puff, go for it, go for it. I learned a lot from, being under his wing. I watched a lot of things. I learned a lot of things from being around him. So, yeah, definitely, definitely go for it. Chase your dream, but, pray about it before you do, and whatever the good Lord tells you, do that.
Absolutely. So are you currently looking for artists? Because that's a question that I was just text, because, people are choosing, Brian, and they want to know that, are you looking for artists? And if so, how do people go about, contacting you?
I'm always looking for talent. Right now I'm focused on my first artist, G-Ron. He should have something out by summertime next year. He's been working with like a lot of great producers. I'm always looking for talent. Actually, you can go to my record company website, which is awayent.com. That's awayent.com. And you can go to contact us, and you can submit whatever you want to submit there.
Absolutely. And shout out to Phoenix Star 9 in the chat room and Nikisha Saunders for posting your info in there for people to be able to access in the chat room. So thank you guys for doing that. And the Twitter account for Mr. Angel. Thank you guys. You know, way ahead of me. Okay. Thank you. You know, it's like, you know, I'm so engrossed in talking to you and just, you know, learning so much and absorbing that. You know, usually I do that, but I'm off key today just so busy listening to your voice. So,
You better stop flirting with me, girl.
I'm going to stop right now. Dang it. I'm going to be good. So, where can people, like, you know, again, outside of, you know, is it just the website that you want people to gain from as far as, like, your updates and, you know, when you're going to be doing your release and everything like that? So should they go to the, you know, www.awayentertainment.com?
You can also follow my Twitter. It's MRAngel underscore day 26. That's Mr. Angel underscore day 26. You can also follow Hope, well, at Hope ENT. That's at HULKENT. That's my management company. You can follow both those Twitter pages as well as check back on my website. Also, you can check out HopeEntertainment.com, and you can get whatever updates, information that you need about me. And yeah.
Definitely. So I just wanted to ask you one last question, then I'm going to let you go and make history, okay, for me and everyone else that loves you. But
girl, we're going to make history. I'm just going to go ahead.
And we are. I want you guys to know that. Aries rules. But I definitely wanted to know.
Aries broke my heart.
Yeah, but see, I'm here to fix it. Now you have an Aries here ready to just mend it all up and just take that away from you. Don't forget about that. You'll be like Aries rule. Period.
Run
that
game.
Nothing
we'll
else.
See.
Okay, you would know nothing else, okay, Mr. Angel? So, anyway, I wanted to know, like, you know, I'm having a contest, and it's called I'm Their Biggest Fan. And I know that I probably have to go through, you know, PR and stuff of that nature, your management. But I just wanted to know, like, would you be willing to come back on the show as I tweet it out to others, like, you know, get in tune with Mr. Brian Angel, and, you know, you'll come back on the show and you'll have your new track out and your new projects and you'll be able to, like, fill us in on that. And then the person who wins the contest, I'm Their Biggest Fan, get to ask you a few questions themselves. How do you feel about that?
I am definitely up for that, Ma. I am definitely up for that.
Yay! You guys heard it here. So if he plays with me and you guys see me in anger, you know, saying it's a divorce with a hashtag, you know what happened.
No!
Definitely. So I really appreciate the love, and I appreciate you taking the time to get us in tune tonight. I'm super, super excited, and, you know, I'm looking forward to everything that you have going on and, you know, and all that. And just to let you know that on the InTune show, you know, I can become a stalker, but I try to just do it the easy way. I don't jump on top of Jeeps and get punched in my face by, you know, bouncers and bodyguards and stuff. However,
damn, that's the way I like it.
You know,
like
exactly.
It.
However, you know, I do come equipped with my, you know, vest. So don't play with me because you might have to take me down.
So
just stay connected with me because we're family. So even if you can't, like, get to me and tell me whatever's happening and stuff like that, I'll try to follow the tweets as much as possible. But definitely just keep me in the loop of everything that's happening so I can kind of just come on and tell the listeners, like, hey, this is what's happening with, you know, Brian today and blah, 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 check it out, whatever. That way I'm constantly plugging you.
You do that for me?
Yeah.
You don't do that for me.
I will do that to you.
You would
and
do
also,
that for me.
Yeah, I will.
I love
okay?
you.
I love you, too. That's happening, totally. And definitely keep me in the loop with, you know, anything that you want to utilize a platform for. Like, hey, Ms. P or Precious, whatever you choose to call me. It's totally all good because if we're getting married, then I prefer you call me Precious. But definitely, or Mrs. Angel, whichever one. But definitely feel free to utilize the platform. Utilize it. It's cool. We're family.
Definitely.
And family, you know, stay connected at all times.
Wow.
Got
thank
it?
You so much.
Thank you
so much.
Thank
you
so much. You are
yo,
so much.
Can I say one more thing?
Sure, you can.
Yo, I need everybody to support this Buzz single that I'm dropping July 26th. Make sure you support it. It's entitled Killer featuring Darrell Music. You know what I'm saying? I need everybody to get on Twitter right now and pound Killer. July 26th. Pound Killer, July 26th. It's K-I-L-L-A. Make sure y'all support the single. I'm trying to do big things. It's going to be crazy. I got, like, my album I'm working on is crazy. My official single is entitled Wavy. Big record. It's way too here. Like, the album's going to be crazy.
Well, I'm excited for the craziness, for the killer, you know, all of that. It all sounds good to me because I'm a killer, too. Killer diller. So all you guys definitely reach out and support Mr. Angel _ day 26 and definitely, you know, hashtag and put killer because that's what I'm already on it. I'm already on it. And that's what committed relationships do. They be on it
exactly.
At the time that, you know, the relationship.
We are married. You know what I'm saying? We are married. So.
That's right.
Yeah. She's supporting her boo, y'all. She's supporting her boo.
Exactly. I'm supporting my love and my life. So you guys better just get on it now that you guys know who Miss P's boo is. Everyone's wondering, but now you guys know. It's Mr. Brian Angel. Thank you so much, Brian, for being amazing. And keep up the good work and just keep me informed at all times when you can.
Yeah.
And I'm definitely looking forward to the track so I can put it on rotation and everything. And for your artist as well, definitely. I would love to get in tune with him as well. You guys let me know how y'all want to go about it.
Definitely. Thank you so much. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for inviting me on the show. Thank you for, you know,
Yes, of course, at all times. That's what wives do, support husbands. So thank you once again for being.
Girl, you're messing around and then. Thank you so much.
Have a good studio session.
All right. Thank you, Mama.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, guys, so that was Mr. Brian Angel. Please, please, please support, support, support. He is awesome and funny, and I like it, like it, like it. You guys know how I love to laugh, so that was, like, an awesome experience for me. I just went on and hashtag killer. So definitely, you know, follow him on Twitter and retweet and hashtag killer, like he asked. And in the meantime and around time, I just want to thank you guys once again for being a part of our program, as usual, and showing love and tuning in. Shout out to Fee Sexy Ma. She just hit me on Facebook and told me that she was tuned in, but, you know, it won't let her sign in under her name, so we couldn't identify her. Shout out to my niece, Lady G. Shout out to Smack Boys. Shout out to Nikisha Saunders for making this all happen. Shout out to Mr. Angel for being amazing. Shout out to Phoenix Star 9. You already know. There's nothing but love. And for everyone, you know, that, you know, don't have the app, then definitely download our app because we have it on Android and we definitely have it on iPhone. And subscribe to our newsletter, you know, do that so you can stay in tune. Not everyone's on Twitter every day like Ms. P, addicted, but definitely subscribe to our newsletter. That way you can stay connected to all the interviews and all the contests and all the amazing things that we have going on the show. And again, you know, just stay in tune. And if you're not sharing this show with someone, please do so now. Why? Let them suffer. Let them get in tune to my silliness, excuse me, to my love, to, you know, all the good things that I'm trying to do to embrace the community. Excuse me, guys, I'm just going down now. Just definitely, definitely support. And if there's anything that I can do for you, in the words of Phoenix, can I do anything for you today? Just definitely let me know. You guys know how to reach me on Twitter, Facebook, and if you want to email me on an intimate level, then intuneshow@aol.com. Until then, beauties, I will see you guys on Tuesday. And matter of fact, I'm all the way wrong. It's definitely not Tuesday. It's definitely Monday, the 16th, at 10 p.m. Eastern with Chips the General. So I'm looking forward to getting in tune with him. And Tuesday, we're going to be talking to Jay Holiday. Yay! And on the 19th, we're going to be talking to Cold Flames. And on the 20th, I'm going to have Avita Kagler, which will be – she's an entertainment attorney. So for all those who are tuned in that are into music and management and, you know, PR work and things of that nature, and you definitely are kind of stumped on a few things, the 20th is basically win, lose, or draw. And me saying that just simply means, like, win by tuning in, and draw by deciding if you're going to tune in, and lose if you don't tune in. Period. Because we have the opportunity to get in tune with an entertainment attorney that's going to give us insight on things that we're probably stumped on. And let me tell you guys, I've been doing my research, and I've been really for months now trying to get an attorney to agree to come on an Intune show. So I'm super stoked. But at the same time, it ranges from $75 to $175 for a half an hour consultation with an entertainment attorney. So if you guys do not tune in on that show, then something is seriously wrong, and then you definitely need to question, are you in the right field, doing the right thing for yourself? Okay, because at the Intune show, we try to bring to you the things that we think is needed in the community, not just interviews, not just amazing people. So definitely get in tune and stay in tune with all the things that we're trying to bring forth that's complimentary to you. I love you all, and I will talk to you all Monday night at 10 p.m. with Chips the General. Have a good night, babies.
I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. About to take it to the moon. Let's go.